Have you heard of TPP? It's a secret you can't see. Bye-bye, union.
After more than 5 years of secret negotiations, ministers from the 12 Trans-Pacific Partnership countries, including the U.S., will meet in New Zealand this Thursday. They'll formally sign the TPP. Meanwhile, activists like New York City's Raging Grannies, who you're hearing now, will kick off 2 days of protests in 38 cities throughout the U.S. and in 7 countries beginning tomorrow. WBAI's Ken Gale reports.
It's not a done deal yet, but it allows countries to begin ratification through their legislative processes. The U.S. Congress still has to approve it. There's opposition from Democrats, Republicans, liberals, and conservatives, but there's also support from those same groups. Those opposing the TPP say it's worse than was feared. Leaked chapters have been rewritten by 600 corporate representatives to make them worse for all of us. TPP will override clean air laws, clean water laws, the Endangered Species Act, fracking bans, food labeling laws, food safety laws, indigenous rights, and labor rights. It will take away generic drugs, internet freedom, banking reforms, renewable energy goals, and hundreds of other hard-won freedoms and protections. It will increase restrictions on the ability of governments to regulate in the public interest. These restrictions will cover areas not directly related to trade, like quality food production, access to medicines, health care, the internet and digital rights, our environment, climate action, and labor regulations. TPP will drive down wages and labor conditions. It will encourage further outsourcing and offshoring, thus contributing to the widening gap of income inequality. The TPP also includes the anti-democratic ISDS. This is the investor-state dispute settlement mechanism that allows multinational corporations to sue governments over regulations and policies they think might impact their investment. These lawsuits are not heard in domestic courts, but by commercial arbitrators. They could impose enormous fines against elected governments, billions of dollars worth of fines, and there is no right of appeal. According to the report of United Nations Independent Expert on the Promotion of a Democratic and Equitable International Order, ISDS threatens human rights and should be banned. It also threatens democracy and constitutional rights, sidesteps and threatens our judicial system, and will cost taxpayers billions in awards to corporations. There is a protest on Thursday from noon to 1:30 at the New Zealand Consulate, Madison Avenue between 40th and 41st Streets. For more information and to join the national mobilization to stop the TPP, go to www.flushthetpp.org/action. flushthetpp.org/action. Ken Gale, WBAI News, New York.